This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague David Maxwell, just back from the Korean Peninsula, about reports in major media, both in the West and in Korea, that North Korean combat units are being integrated into the Russian forces attacking Ukraine. David explains, there's much more to this story, but right now, the question of what kind of combat units, given the scale of North Korea's army, more than a million, million and a quarter. Are they guns for hire? What are they? David explains also that it's big news in South Korea. David Maxwell commenting on the reporting of North Korean combat troops deploying with Russian equipment into Ukraine. More of this tonight.
This is big news in Seoul. And it is being talked about, reported in all the major media. I think it is more than rumors that, and I think certainly North Korea has had soldiers in Russia, because we should go back to consider how much ammunition and weapon systems, to include long-range rockets that have been provided to Russia from North Korea, likely North Korean technicians, engineers accompanied those systems to help the Russians employ them. And so it's likely that there have already been some troops there. These are reports now of potential combat formations. They may either independently operate, or as we're seeing in some of the video reports, obvious North Koreans, small little men, being issued Russian uniforms, Russian equipment. So it's likely that if they're employed, they could be integrated into Russian units as North Korean cannon fodder for Putin's war.